So Lord, we pray that you'll open your word to our hearts and our hearts to your word this morning. Amen. That hymn that we've just sung brings back memories for me, because when I was in primary school, and that was the odd few years ago, we had to write hymns out in little notebooks, and we used to sing them in class. And that was one of the ones we sang, and he accompanied us on his violin, which was, you know, I won't tell you what year it was, but you can guess. So, this is the second in the series of when we're following the Lent booklets. Last week, Catherine introduced us to the series Teach Us to Pray, and today we look at sharing in Scripture. Now, there are books that inform us, there are books that inspire us, and then there's the Bible, a book that alters reality. Not because the ink is magical, not because the paper is sacred, but because through these words, God speaks. The Bible, as we know it, is really 66 individual books written on three continents in three different languages over a period of approximately 1,500 years by more than 40 authors who came from many walks of life. As of September 2025, the full Bible has been translated into over 776 languages. The New Testament's been translated in just under 1,800 languages, and portions of the Bible, of all the stories in the Bible, in nearly 1,500 languages. And all of them, whether they're translations or what they are all God's Word. So Lent is a season of return, a season of rediscovery, a season of clearing away all the noise so that we can hear again what truly matters. And perhaps one of the greatest rediscoveries that we can make this Lent is a rediscovery of Scripture itself. In 2 Kings 22, during the reign of Josiah, something remarkable happened. The book of the law had been lost, forgotten, buried in the temple. When it was found and read aloud, it didn't merely inform Josiah, it shattered him. He tore his robes in repentance. He realized how far the people had drifted, and national renewal began with the rediscovery of Scripture. The Word of God had been sitting there all along, unopened, unheard, unlived. So is that ever true for us? We own Bibles. We have apps. We can access Scripture instantly. But have we let it shape us? Lent is our invitation to rediscover the book, not as an ornament, but as oxygen. Scripture is a living story, as the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy. All Scripture is God-breathed, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Paul reminds Timothy that Scripture teaches us what's true, corrects us when we wander, trains us in righteousness, equips us for every good work. And notice what Paul doesn't say. He doesn't say Scripture is merely interesting. He doesn't say it's decorative. He doesn't say it's optional. He says it's God-breathed. Breath is life. When God breathes, things live. And here is something deeply important. Scripture is not just a collection of moral lessons. It's one grand story of God rescuing, restoring, redeeming. And we discover that our personal stories sit inside this bigger story. When we read Scripture, we begin to see our struggles are not new. Our doubts are not unique. Our suffering is not unnoticed. Our hope is not misplaced. We're invited to live not in the small story of me, but in the wide, sweeping story of God. In the reading from Matthew, we see Scripture as nourishment. Jesus is led into the wilderness. He's hungry after 40 days of fasting. And the tempter says, turn these stones to bread. And Jesus responds by quoting scripture. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Notice something crucial. Jesus doesn't say, hang on a minute, let me think of something wise. He doesn't invent a clever answer. He draws on scripture. And every time the devil threw something at him, Jesus came back at him with scripture. Why? Because scripture was already inside him. He'd meditated on it. He'd absorbed it. It had become part of him and probably learnt it from a very, very young age. And when testing came, as it always does, the word surfaced. That's why we need to meditate on scripture, not skimp it, not merely read it occasionally. We need to meditate. To meditate means to chew slowly, to turn it over, to pray it, to let it sink in deep. Because when crisis comes, we don't rise to our best intentions, we fall to our deepest formation. And if scripture has formed us, the truth, its truth will be there when we need them. Years ago, when I was growing up, I went to Sunday school, joined a Christian group, when we learned verses of scripture on a daily basis. And a chorus we used to sing, and you may or may not know it. The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way. The best book to read is the Bible. And I chose to say it rather than sing it. Scripture is powerful, but only if it moves from page to page. James warns us, do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. We can attend Bible studies. We can underline verses. We can post quotes online. But if we don't live it, we're like someone who looks in a mirror and walks away unchanged. The word must be heard, received, and obeyed. God's word is to be treasured. And we treasure something not by admiring it from a distance, but by keeping it close. In April 1539, the first edition of the Great Bible appeared, also known as the Cromwell Bible, the Cranmer Bible, and the Chained Bible. Thomas Cromwell issued an injunction that a copy be set up in every church, and a reader was appointed so that even the uneducated could learn the Word of God as they desired. With this action, the Great Bible, funded by Henry VIII, became the first Bible authorised by the government for public use. So the Bible is not a book just to be read, but a force that changes how people perceive it, interpret it, and even experience reality. It's reality altering. At the start, I said that the Bible is a book that alters reality. So why call the Bible a book that is altering reality? Because it changes, firstly, how we see God. Not distant, not different, but faithful, covenant-keeping, and patient. Secondly, we see ourselves, not accidents, not abandoned, but created, fallen, redeemed, and above all, loved. Thirdly, we see suffering, not meaningless, not final, but something God can redeem. And fourthly, we see the future. Not random, not hopeless, but anchored in promise. The world tells us stories every day, and success identified power and happiness. Scripture tells us a different story. And whatever story we immerse ourselves in, we will shape the reality we live in. So Lent is a season to return. Lent is wilderness time. Just as Jesus entered the wilderness, so we too need to step back from noise, excess, distraction. In that quieter space, we discover and rediscover the voice of God. Perhaps this Lent we might read one gospel slowly, memorize a few verses, pray a psalm each morning, sit quietly with a short passage. Not as a duty, but as nourishment, because we do not live by bread alone. And so we share scriptures in two ways, by speaking it, encouraging others with its promise, reminding the weary of its hope, and by, above all, living it. When forgiveness flows from us, when patience steadies us, when generosity marks us, we're sharing scripture without even quoting it. Timothy was taught scripture by faithful believers. Josiah responded it and led a nation back. Jesus embodied it and defeated the testing with it. Now it's our turn. When we open the Bible, we're not just reading ancient words. We're stepping into creation and covenant, exile and return, cross and resurrection, promise and hope. We discover that our fragile, small stories are caught up in God's vast, faithful story. So this Lent, let's rediscover the book. Let's treasure it, meditate on it, and live it. So that when the wilderness comes, and come it will, we can say with confidence, as Jesus did, "It is written." Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the gift of your living word. Forgive us when we neglect it or treat it lightly. This Lent, awaken in us a hunger for scripture. Plant it deep in our hearts. Shape how we think, speak, and live, and help us not only to hear it, but to obey it. May your word be our nourishment in the wilderness and our hope for the future. Amen.